Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Big game tonight, Brooklyn visiting Philadelphia. Ben Simmons' first trip back to Philly since the trade. He's not even a big story at this point. Everything's gone well. They booed him, but he's fine on the bench. Hopefully that'll be a mental hurdle he overcomes and it won't be an issue anymore. But the issue is that Brooklyn is destroying Philadelphia. 72-51 in Philly. And James Harden, a big game. Now, you can go all the way back to Oklahoma City when he was a young buck. And they got to the finals with Westbrook and Durant against Miami.
He was good, Chris, up until the finals. He played great. I'm telling you, I remember that vividly going, man, and then he was nowhere to be found.
And I remember, Rob, when he struggled in those finals, I didn't think it was a big deal. Because I was like, look, the dude is young. He'll be fine. This is his first trip to the finals. He's a sixth man at that point. He'll be fine. But that has followed him, Rob. Big games, he has struggled. I mean, 12 turnovers, 2-for-11 shooting, things like that. And tonight, 3-for-15.
0-for-7 in the paint?
11
is that
points.
Right?
I haven't heard, but maybe you heard that or saw that somewhere. But
Alex, right?
Probably, since he's 3-for-15. He's hit all his threes, so he's 3-for-6. Or he's hit, you know, all his
field
goals. But in
the paint,
0-for-7.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Embiid, 21 points, 8 rebounds. He's killing them at the line. 15-for-19 at the line. So, Rob, if you get something from your other guy, you're in this game. Because Embiid's drawing fouls and scoring from the line. For the Nets, very balanced. Durant, 18 and 9 boards, 5 assists.
So Durant's
assists.
Not even like,
doing
like
it
he's
all
got
around.
35 or the first. You know what I mean? He's got
nah,
a nice
18,
thing going.
He's on pace for 36, but he's 7-for-9, so he's efficient. Kyrie's got 16, and Seth Curry has 15. So they got balance. But Rob, MLB is back, and today the announcement came down that they have come to an agreement, and just want to get your thoughts before we go into our big topic.
I said all along, Chris, that they knew that they had to get something done. I didn't think it was going to be drawn out longer than we got to. And we got to a point where we still are in space to be able to do the 162. That was important, not to miss regular season games. I think fans would take that to heart and would be mad at baseball if it got to that point, because you know we always talk about it, billionaires arguing with millionaires on how to split billions, you know, that that's really what it comes down to,
right?
You could call it whatever you want. There's some things that I'm happy about. I think both sides feel pretty decent about. I'm not that happy about the universal DH, but I'm probably in the minority.
You are.
I do like the National League baseball.
I like it.
I know. A lot of people do. I don't like it. But I'm excited now. I hadn't been this excited in a while. Just to get things going this time of the year, college basketball. And, Chris, I used to tell you all the time, the tradition used to be the NCAA championship game on that Monday night, and the Reds would play the traditional opener for the baseball. You remember that?
Right.
They would play the first game of the year. It was always in Cincinnati. Always at 2 o'clock, always the whole country, somebody would play the Reds, and that would be the first game. And then we'd have the NCAA tournament champion, and it used to be great. So I'm happy that baseball's back. And I think that, you know, is it a perfect deal for both sides? No. I think both gave and took a little bit. I think players have to be happy. They lost a lot of money last year, Chris, with the 60 games. And I don't think they wanted to lose any more money, to be honest, and they could have.
Right, right. All right, well, let's move back to the NBA, Rob. Last night, you brought it up with Antonio. The big story, first of all, the Lakers got beat by the worst team in the NBA.
That was just, remember we talked about it, I was saying, Chris, they can't lose that game. Remember I said that? And you were like, yes, they can.
Houston had lost, I think, 13 of their last 14, and the Lakers just couldn't stay in front of them. And it came down. It was a close game. And at the end, we got LeBron with the ball in his hands. Here's what happened.
Going to the rim. Here he goes. Over to Carmelo to win the game. We're going to overtime.
Wow, why didn't LeBron take the layup?
Looked like he might have had a reverse layup opportunity.
He had the reverse layup.
Wow.
Yeah, Stu Lance, the color guy for
I love
LA
Stu
Lakers.
Lance.
Yeah, he was on it.
Chris, he's now remember, he does the Laker broadcast. That ain't a national broadcast.
Right.
And he right away, because he said what everybody at home watching the Laker game said. Am I right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
There's no way you could ignore that.
Why did he take the reverse layup?
So what'd you think of the play?
I didn't know. I just thought, my God, how in the world are you not looking to at least, Chris, even if you make a move to the hoop, get fouled? You might not have been in the greatest. You don't have to have a wide open layup. There's got to be a degree of difficulty. I still would have rather seen him try to make a reverse layup or draw contact, right? Which would have sent him to the line, and they could have won the game at that point as the score was tied. So I just didn't understand why once he got the dribble and once he got to the basket, he would look to do anything else. I don't care who's there.
Well, some,
if there's contact, is going to be fouled.
Some people's narrative is he don't want to go to the line.
Chris, in a tie game, I don't buy that. What? A tie game, you can't make one?
I agree with you. And he's shooting, you know, he's not a good free throw shooter.
We got that.
But he's 70%. You're going to typically make one of two if you're 70%, right?
You're not down. Now, if you're telling me
not like he's
you're down.
40% shooter.
And you got to make them both or something, or you feel that way. I can't see in a tie game how you're not trying to draw contact or go to the basket.
Well, here's what I thought about it. I thought, number one, the first play to make was going stronger to the hole. Because, Rob, watching that game, and yeah, LeBron played center, and everybody wants to make a big deal out of that. He was the biggest dude on the floor for huge parts of that game. Biggest dude on the floor. There's a point where he looked like Shaq. I mean, and I know he's not as big as Shaq, but LeBron's a big boy. You know, not only 6'9", but, you know, he's 260, 270. And he was the biggest guy out there. And so, with 6 minutes left in the fourth, he had driven down the lane for a power dunk over a Houston Rockets player. So my first thought is he should have went to the hole with that type of aggressiveness to try to get the power dunk. And like you said, he probably would have got fouled. David Nwaba came over, and he's 6'5".
He would have gotten fouled.
He's 6'5", so he could have got fouled. Or go strong for a layup. He kind of avoided Nwaba, and that's how he got under the basket, under the backboard. But he could have just went up strong, and like you said, he would have drawn the foul. So that could have been the first play. Secondly, look, LeBron's explanation at the end was legitimate in that here he is. Here's what he says.
On the drive, I had an angle for sure, and then David Nwaba came over, and I took a long 1-2 step and ended up behind the backboard. It was a little bit off balance, and I could have forced a reverse layup, but I wasn't in a position to feel like I could have got a great look, could have got a decent look, and I feel like Melo's look was a lot better than mine, so it's literally that simple.
I mean, the Melo's look, I don't think was an awesome look, but he's right. He kind of got under the basket. You know what it reminded me of, Robbie? Wasn't as graceful, obviously. But Dr. J's famous late reverse layup in 1980 in the finals against the Lakers, where he went, you know, from one side of the backboard to the other behind the backboard and reversed it. LeBron, second option after driving hard, should have been to put up the reverse layup. Like you said, tie game. If you miss it, it's no sweat.
It's no sweat. Right. It's no sweat, Chris. And that to me is the big thing. You got to know what the game situation is, right? We're playing with how we won't lose if I don't make this shot. I can go for it, right? We're not down. Now, if you're telling me we're down to this is a degree of difficulty and you really believe somebody has a better look than you do, I can buy that. Tie score, you go into the basket. I take LeBron James at the basket over most guys to put a shot in there.
Right.
No.
It would have been a tough reverse layup, but he still could have tried that. And then, Rob, the other thing, if you watch the play, Westbrook was open under the basket. Now, he had pushed Jalen Green, who was falling, but they didn't call it. So, yeah, Westbrook there for a layup. And then you had Austin Reeves cutting in the paint. So, those Reeves for sure could have been a better pass, or either one of them, than kicking it out to Melo for a three that he turned into a long two. So I just think LeBron, on all counts, made the wrong play on that one. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, pointed to, you know, some of his history. But I don't think it was as bad as Ben Simmons. Like Antonio said, the stage, game seven
compared to a regular season. It's just
and
that
also,
it's bad.
Ben Simmons had an open lane. Like, Ben Simmons wasn't off balance.
No, he wasn't under
the
basket.
The backboard. Right, yeah, it was like right there. And he didn't kick it out for a three. He kicked it out to Matisse Thybulle, who was charging to the hoop and had to shoot it over two guys and got fouled. So it wasn't – I don't agree with putting it in the Simmons category, but LeBron should have taken that shot.
So Nick Wright jumped off the Lakers today, huh? I was a little shocked by that.
He said that they he's not even giving them a puncher's chance. I still
– You still have them as a puncher's chance.
Yeah. I'm not picking them, but they have two of the top 10 players in the league. Now, obviously, I'm assuming AD gets back healthy. Without him, I don't give him a puncher's chance. But with him, sure, puncher's chance. How many teams got two of the top 10 players in the league? Philly?
Yeah, but Chris, the rest of the team scares me. They can't stop anybody.
I get how bad they look.
I mean, the 139 points to the Rockets? I mean, they just, wow.
Yeah, it was overtime.
No,
I'm just messing
with you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, but here's another thing, Rob, a challenge that LeBron has when he – like, if you notice at the end of games, particularly in his Lakers career, he either goes all the way to the hole or shoots a long three. And something that's so big in that end game when you're, you know, at the end of game shots is mid-range jumpers. Because you're not always going to be able to get to the hole, or if you get there, it's contested, or you might be off balance, as we saw last night with LeBron. And obviously, shooting a long three is just, you know, I mean, the percentages aren't as high on that. And so, having the ability to stop on a dime and hit the mid-range is big. And that's really not a big part of LeBron's game. He hit some mid-range shots, you know, big shots in Miami. But I'm talking about driving to the hole, and you're thinking, you're either trying to get all the way to the cup, or if you don't have a good look there, you can stop on the dime and pull up and just shoot a balanced mid-range jumper. That's really not LeBron. We saw it with 17 seconds left, Rob. LeBron took a seven-footer, but he was off balance, went off 1 foot, because he, you know, that's really not part of his game, like a Kawhi, like a Jordan, like a Kobe. And that's big, Durant, at the end of games, because sometimes the best look's going to be a pull-up mid-range jumper. So I think that's why you see some of his, you know, awkward finishes at the end of games. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You got nothing to say? Mic drop?
Yeah, no, I got a tickle in my throat. Sorry about that.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996. 63-69, it's your turn to weigh in. What did you think about LeBron's end-of-the-game situation last night where he passed up the layup? Rob G's calling it a Ben Simmons moment. I won't go that far. Maybe you will. We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service, which has over 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone does, and that's why they're here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is coming up.
He's in the crates,
about
too, today.
6 minutes, 5 minutes. And but first, we're going to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on LeBron passing up the layup last night.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in California. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hey, you know, this is the issue. Why are we shocked? I mean, this is what LeBron is. See, this is why all the great players of the, you know, the times past, this is why they don't think LeBron is what he thinks he is. See, LeBron is just like what Kyrie Irving said when he started playing with Durant. I finally got somebody that I can trust hitting the last shot at the end of the game more than myself.
LeBron's hit more last shots than Kyrie and Kevin Durant.
Okay, but see, this is what you're missing. LeBron is a great front runner, and he's a great individual when there's no pressure on him.
He's hit more game winners than both of those
but
guys.
But that's not the perception.
Perception, fine. He's hit more game winners. The fact is he's hit more than both of them.
But that's why.
Durant,
I think the point he's making about other players, Chris.
Isaiah thinks he's the GOAT.
I think there's other players who don't.
But there's also some that do. Like I said, Jordan's the GOAT. I'm just saying, last night he passed up the shot. We've seen him do it in the past. But to act like he hasn't hit big shots, it's just wrong. It's just flat out wrong.
DeRozan has hit big shots.
Not on the stage that LeBron has. DeRozan ain't been nowhere near where LeBron's been. Man, stop it.
No. This is what I'm saying. It's just like the quarterback for the Rams. He has all these game-winning drives in Detroit, but nobody's comparing him to Tom Brady.
Matthew Stafford in Detroit to LeBron?
No,
are you serious? As LeBron didn't hit any big shots in the playoffs to win games? Chicago, Indiana, Toronto, Orlando? Come on, man. I mean, look, I ain't saying he's Jordan at the end of the game, but don't act like LeBron hadn't hit any shots.
Yeah, there's a perception that
the
people just look at
wrong.
It.
I'm just telling you, there's
a perception to a lot of people, even with the shots that he's made, that he more often than not will pass up those shots that he should take. That's what people feel. Sean, in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Real quick, man, I got to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, man. My nephew, his whole shop, everybody in the shop, it was buzzing, man. Y'all did them such
That's
a solid
awesome.
That shop shout out.
Yo, when they get the poster up there, send us a picture.
Yeah, we need a picture, definitely.
Oh, you already know. And look, y'all good for Fades whenever y'all come to Sacramento off top, man. Don't drop a dime. Fades on them.
Now, you know, I'll take it. Chris is scared to get a haircut because it might not come back. So he'll probably
They don't do dye jobs over there, Chris. They don't keep that honey butter red over there, Chris.
Honey butter red. Shadow fade would work perfect for a brother.
Before I give y'all my comment on LeBron, I got to shout out Rob G, man. He's been killing it with these guest books, man. Tyson over there killing it as usual behind the crate. Can't wait for the Tower Terror. And I just want to say something real quick, man. Dan Patrick, Show Nation, Mallard Militia, they ain't got nothing on the Odd Couple fan base, man. Emma in Seattle, Fendi G in Seattle, Mark in Sacramento, and my homeboy, Marty in Kentucky, man. We'll go Dukes with any of them, man. Y'all got the best following on the radio right now, fam.
Man, we appreciate y'all. Into our fourth year, we're very, very fortunate. All right, we got to hear your take real quick on LeBron.
Real quick. Jordan wouldn't have passed up that shot. Reggie wouldn't have passed up that shot. Even Westbrook wouldn't have passed up that shot, man. LeBron, Chris, I hear what you're saying, but you got to remember, man, he's played more games than any of those other guys, man. He came into the league, the second youngest player of all time? It's about volume, Chris. What we see in the big games, we see LeChoke. We don't see LeBron. That's all I got.
Really? He's always choked in big games. You really ain't saying that. I get it. He's played more games. And I'm not saying he's the most clutch guy ever. I'm just saying let's not go to the other extreme and act like he's never delivered in the clutch. That's all the brother's saying. All right, Tyson's Tower of Trivia is next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Tyser's Tower of Trivia is now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyser's Tower of Trivia. The number one rated segment on this show.
That's right. Downloads going over 5 million.
You can't stop. No. Won't stop. And you know the star of this segment, Alex, none other than our resident DJ, your favorite trapper's favorite rapper, rapper favorite trapper.
Your favorite vegan hip-hop DJ. And you know what? Alex has had such an impact on me. I'm making barbecue cauliflower ribs as we speak.
There's
you know
no way
saying?
You
That's
are.
Right. That's the golden tones of our man, Alex Tyson.
Wow. I have to say, guys, with the numbers skyrocketing and the show doing ever evolving and Rob Parker eating healthy, I do need to re-talk to my agent about my contract. This is
We
definitely need some movement here.
Consider it done, Alex.
What
do you need? Remember,
big
remember
fella?
What I said.
Well, let's just say we'll talk after some dogs and daughters of coffee. How about that?
Daughters and coffee. Yeah.
All right, you know how this segment works. I'm not going to go over the rules because we already know them. We only got about 6 minutes here, but I got 7 questions. They're all pretty easy. Got to give Alex a one-word clue to help him guess the answer.
What if
right.
I need the rules?
No, he don't need the rules.
Oh, okay.
He'll be all right. Anyways, all of these questions are related to the Nets or the Sixers who are playing on primetime right now. Brooklyn Nets smoking on that
Philly pack tonight. All right, here we go. Flip the coin during the update. Chris Broussard gets question number one. You finally went with Tails.
It's been
several weeks
since I got the
question. All right, here we go. Ben Simmons, Patty Mills, and Matisse Thybulle all playing in this game tonight. All play internationally for their home country of blank.
Aborigine.
That's a horrible clue. You have so much faith in me at times.
That's a terrible clue. That might be the worst
this
clue
to be the layup question.
What the heck?
Really?
Yes. Go ahead, Alex.
Alex, just answer the question. Chris, quiet. Chris, quiet. Quiet.
One word, Chris.
Hold on, Rob.
Stop. Rob G, buzz him if he talks again. Stop.
He goes again. All right, 3 seconds.
I don't. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. Alex.
Okay.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
Down Under.
That's Australia.
Two words.
That's 2 words. Nobody gets points.
Really?
0 points.
5 minutes.
No, it's not.
Giving two words.
No, down under is
it
one
is
word
two
when you
words.
Talk about Australia.
No, it's not.
Tell
no,
them, Rob.
Look it up.
Oh, it is not.
Tell them,
there
Rob.
There is no way.
I'm looking it up.
Down under is one word, and when you talk
down under, it's two words everywhere on the planet.
Oh my
All right,
God.
Stop it. Unbelievable. Oh, see that?
No, it ain't.
It's two words, Rob. I'm looking it up right now.
I'm looking at it. Down under.
Do you come from
one
a
word.
Land down under? It's oh two words. Gosh.
All right, no points for that round.
What
are you talking about?
Hey. Okay. How could y'all not know what that is?
I don't know what Aboriginal.
Nobody knows that those are the original people of Australia.
Is it really?
Did you ever watch National Geographic?
Those are the black people.
Why
did
you just
first?
Say kangaroo or something like koala? Something easy. All right, here we go. Question number
shocked.
Two over to Rob Parker.
Y'all just not as in the history as much as
rough start.
No, wait a minute. Rob G. Down under is one word.
Me and Alex are both looking
word.
At it,
it
right here. It is
word.
Two words.
I'm trying to back you up here, Rob.
That dash between down and under, Rob?
No, when you
words.
Talk about Australia, it's
down
one
under.
No.
All right, here we go. Number two. Rob, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, is a two-time NBA MVP. Played for the Suns back in the day. His name is Blank Nash.
I don't know. I'm at downunder.com, and it does say down under, one word.
One word.
I'm seeing it right
it's
now.
It's the website. Of course,
yeah, of course it is. On the
no,
word,
right? But that's – no, Rob G, you're going to be wrong
National
on this.
National Basketball
when you,
Association
when you say
is one
two,
word
what,
on
you
the
say,
website.
I'm looking
no,
right now.
The term down under talking about Australia is one
down
word.
Under.
I just clicked downunder.com, and I'm going to some XXX site. I don't like
it. Well, you don't want to do that.
You
one.
Remember right. Men at Work, Rob, the Australian pop band?
All right, come on. You
two
know
words.
What?
Their hit was down.
Are you ready? What is it again? His name is
Blank Nash.
Unbelievable. Right.
You ready?
I'm ready. They got it out. They got it out for us,
okay.
Rob, I swear.
Wonder.
Stevie.
That
Steve.
Is correct.
Steve?
It ain't Steve.
It
Steve.
I'll tag it.
Stevie.
Let's
be
go.
Quiet.
Tell him, Rob.
His nephews call him
the
Stevie.
The cheating is just out of control.
Over to Chris Broussard. Level number three. Doc Rivers is the coach of the Sixers in this match, the opposing team, but Doc is just a nickname. His real name, his government name, is Blank Rivers.
Oh, dropping government names like that, Bobby?
Okay.
Good luck, C.
You won't get
just don't give me aberration or something like that. You know? Give me something that I know. Don't say like the Hawaiian fish either, like their national fish.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Ooh, Campbell.
Campbell?
Yeah.
Jones.
Rob will get that one. Rob knows what I'm talking about.
Campbell?
Yeah.
You got a lot of names.
I'm not
from
that
Alex.
Proud of that one, but Campbell.
Okay, what is the blank name again? Give me the
Blank Rivers.
You know, I know
blank
it, but he don't know that.
I know. Campbell. I know, but I don't know. I couldn't come up with a better one.
Campbell. I'm going to guess John?
John
Campbell?
It's not John.
Sorry.
It's a good guess.
Okay, here we go.
That sounds right.
Think about it.
Okay,
ready?
I'm ready. My eyes are closed,
you know
Rob.
He's going to think about it. Okay.
I'm down under. One word.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Close.
Oh.
Close.
Okay. See what you did there.
But no cigar.
It's a name.
Hey, no. Stop it.
Is it Glenn?
Yeah.
Let's go, Rob.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
That was awesome. Alabama.
Thank you.
You didn't know it until he gave the second clue. Well, it's a name, Alex.
It helped.
No female actress.
It helped.
Think about it.
But the question is, his real first name is.
Robbie, you got to get this thing under control. This is out of control now.
It was like Rob was having a side conversation, and Alex was like, oh, there's a hint right there.
Right,
I can use that.
He had no idea when you said close. He was thinking vicinity.
Close.
All right.
Tell you what.
Back to Chris.
Rob cheats every week.
No, I don't.
Really quick, clear.
I'm ready to hear my new theme song, Alex. His cheating is getting in the way.
Back to Chris. James Harden has played for four teams during his professional NBA career. The Sixers now, the Nets, the Thunder, and the blank.
Can you repeat it one more time on Chris thing?
James Harden played with the Sixers, Nets, Thunder, and blank.
Okay.
And I'll help you. It's a team.
That's a good. Tell them, Rob.
Man. Astronauts.
They got it out for you.
Astronauts.
Rocket.
I love Astronauts. That is right. There's 10 points.
I like it.
It looks like we're up now. Against it. I don't know if you guys want to switch the clock here.
The points he loses for cheating.
It's over.
The points he loses for cheating, I should win. Am I winning this?
I'm getting the wrap it up sign from the management. You know what that means, Alex. Get the theme music ready.
Yes.
For who?
For the winner.
Who's the winner?
I'll let you decide on that.
Rob Parker. We haven't heard my new theme.
Yes.
What is this?
We haven't heard the new theme song, and we're not going to hear it.
Keep it locked.
No, bro, we got time.
Let it breathe.
Tell him.
Let it breathe down under. Let it breathe. It should have been a route.
Sway with me, Rob. Hey, let's bump this to down under. You feel me, Rob?
It's a name. He gave two words and...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, you are tuned into The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on a TV theme song Thursday that we are wrapping up. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
And Chris, you know we normally end the show with cheers.
Right.
But we had a special request from a big fan of our show, Miss Brown, M-I-S-S Brown, Miss Brown. She loves the show, listens all the time, and she wanted to hear a little Fat Albert. So that goes out to you, Miss Brown. Thank you.
That brought back memories.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Saturday
that.
Saturday morning.
Come on Saturday morning on CBS, Fat Albert.
Yep, watching that show. Rob, this is ugly.
114-79.
Yes, fugly is right.
Chris James said Harden. It. He said it. Fugly. Wow.
I think if fugly, is that a bad word?
Yes. Think about it.
I know what you mean, but James Harden, I think he's done for the night.
He was done in the first 17, quarter. I hate to bring it to you.
Right. 3-for-17, 11 points, 4 turnovers, 5 assists. I don't want to make too much out of one game, but you got any thoughts on that?
I just think it's a big win for Brooklyn, where they have been going, Chris, to go to Philadelphia. You get your man out there. You take the pressure off. Hard to boo when your team's getting drilled. It diffused everything. And I don't know. If that doesn't spark Ben Simmons to want to play with these guys and feel good, you know, you leave Philadelphia. It wasn't like... You know, we got the better of the trade.
Right.
You got that bum. We got Harden. We ran over y'all. We're winning the East. No doubt about it. It could have been that kind of night.
Yep. No, it's got to make him feel good. His new teammates had his back.
Yes, that's how it has to feel.
Yep. You would have thought the Sixers would have came out to bury Brooklyn and Ben Simmons. We got the best player. Like you said, all that stuff. And they didn't. It was the other way around. Tonight, at least, I'm going to wait, wait till we the playoffs.
No, you can't make off one game.
But this looked bad because of Harden's history.
And Rob, I said when he went there, I said, you know, and I might come off that, but I said they're not going to win the title. Because I felt like Harden, the way he quit on two teams and then his problems in big games, I just didn't think he had to was made up of the right stuff. And we'll see. I'm going to wait to make my decision.
You're not going
to
make it right, right.
He did not look good. And it's not like this is in a vacuum. You know what I mean? If this was one game, you're like, hey, he had a bad game. No big deal. But we've seen him have games like this.
And the Nets were getting 4.5 points in this game. Think about that.
But understandably.
Right.
I mean, Philly was rolling. They're at home. You know what I mean? They should have came out with some fire, and they didn't. So, good win for the Nets. And
there's still six and a half minutes to go or something.
Yeah, there's no way there.
It's a 32-point game, right. Sure everybody – is everybody out now, Chris, or no?
It's a commercial break right now.
Yeah, but,
I'm pretty sure. The Nets had a few guys in. Kyrie was still in.
He was still in.
But he may be out at this point. But, yeah, so we'll see. But big win, good win. And, now the question, Rob, is when does Ben Simmons get back?
Right.
Right?
If you're the Nets, do you feel thrilled? Like, seriously, like you're missing your third wheel. You're missing a guy who looks and appears like, if he's healthy, will fit with that team. And you got to feel somewhat good about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you feel good regardless of Simmons. Because I don't know that you can – how much they can count on him right now. You know, I think – and, obviously they can't count on Kyrie right now. That's the problem. And we think the mandate's going to get lifted, but the mayor in New York, Rob, is taking his time. And so who knows? I would assume he'll be ready to play home games before the playoffs, but you just don't know. And that's got to be the frustrating thing for Brooklyn because, Rob, Durant and Kyrie went there, what, 3 years ago? And yeah, not just, one season injuries, have they been
right.
able to – right. It's been injuries
and
or
even
if
when
it
they
is
started,
one thing, it's another.
And when they started the playoffs, you remember, like, the we watched them and 17 seconds into the first game, James Harden comes up lame?
Yep.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And then game three – in Milwaukee, Kyrie turns an eight. I'm like what?
Yeah, it's just.
It was incredible.
I mean, yeah, so, it's funny with the Nets because I was thinking next year with Simmons and Kyrie and all that. But they can't think that way because it's already been 3 years, like we said.
Right.
And these guys aren't getting any younger. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what Kyrie does in the offseason. He could opt out. I would think the best bet would be to opt in. Get your $50 million, 47, and then, it's reestablish yourself by playing every game and then get a big deal. But it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off on a TV theme song Thursday. Now go to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast, download it, leave a comment, and 5 stars. And don't go anywhere. Keep it here locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring heat!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.